This is the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Freedom to read, book banning and other challenges facing libraries is the topic of a free discussion on Tuesday, October 8th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. at the Ashland Public Library. Banning certain books is an effort spreading across the country. Earlier this year, the American Library Association reported a 65% increase in book banning efforts from the year before, and nearly half of the books targeted were related to the LGBTQ community and or people of color. School libraries experienced an 11% increase, while public libraries saw a whopping 92% increase in book banning efforts. Joining me in the studio to talk about the efforts to ban books here in Jackson County is Carrie May, Library Director for Jackson County Library Services. Welcome, Carrie.
Thank you.
So, how long has this trend in banning targeted books been going on in Jackson County?
Well, the efforts to ban books have been in existence as long as we've had books in libraries. Over the past several years, the number that have been banned specifically, or challenged, excuse me, not banned, at the public library has been around 3 to 5 every year. So fairly low, fairly minimal here for Jackson County.
Okay. And tell us about your work here in Jackson County.
So our Jackson County Library Services System has 15 branch libraries spread out across all of Jackson County. And we have a physical collection that circulates to all of our patrons, as well as an online collection of materials that people can check out as well.
So how do librarians make their choices about which books to purchase, to carry?
We have a selection criteria. We have a collection development policy. And criteria in that policy include things such as the relevance of the topic, representing a diverse range of ideas that reflect the communities that we serve. So we want to make sure that individuals who come into the library can find a book that they connect with. We also, in that policy, include, you know, how recently was it published? Is it popular? We look at reviews from professional resources to make informed decisions about the materials we add to our collection.
So do you keep data on how many books are being banned across the state or just here in Jackson County?
We report the numbers that we receive here in Jackson County up to the state Office of Intellectual Freedom, which is through the Oregon Library Association. And they aggregate that information and submit a report or release a report, which actually just came out this week.
So you say that the effort here is relatively low.
Correct.
But there still is an effort.
There is.
What do people who want books banned, what do they say their reasons are?
The ones that I have read and reviewed over the last couple of years have been mostly centered around parents concerned about what their children are reading and finding something in the library that they felt was inappropriate for the age their child was at that time. And so in some cases, they've asked if an item can be moved from the children's room into the teen room or from the teen room into the adult collection. And in most of the cases, it has led to an opportunity for a conversation with that adult to say, we appreciate that you are concerned about what your child is checking out from the library, and we encourage you to continue to watch and look at what they are reading and discuss that with them if you think that there might be something that they might have questions about.
Well, that sounds pretty reasonable, but that doesn't sound like book banning.
Right. We have not actually banned any of the books in our library. And that is the general nature of the challenges that we're facing across the nation, is that a parent is concerned for what their own child is reading. Other parents are concerned that no child should be able to access those books. And so that's where the banning comes in, is when the level of concern is that these books are inappropriate for anybody, not just for their own child. And that's part of the conversation that as librarians we have with our patrons, to say, absolutely, you're right to know what your child is reading and to monitor what they're reading. But it's also the right of other parents who may want that very topic that you've tried to remove from the shelf.
Well, I know that in our library in Central Point, we just have this wide, beautiful array of lots of different kinds of books, multicultural books, diverse books, that just expose our children to a tapestry of the American population. And so we love that. And we honor the librarians that, you know, make those choices. But sometimes those choices are hard. So what happens when you are engaged in a conversation with a parent that doesn't want a particular book on the shelf?
That is where the conversations start, with our librarians and the patron directly talking together, and the staff hearing the concerns of the patron and then explaining to them our policy, how we make those selections, and letting them know, too, that it's absolutely their right to say, I don't want my child to read this book, but please understand from our perspective at the public library, the very book that you don't want to read may be just the book another family needs to explain something to their child or to share that perspective and that diversity of our community with their child.
Well, there seems to be a very broad level of ignorance about the multicultural populations in mm-hmm. our country. I mean, we have a dominant culture, mm-hmm. and that dominant culture dominates the textbooks, it dominates the classrooms, it dominates our history, it dominates everything. And so the cultures and the people who aren't part of the dominant culture, how does the dominant culture and their children learn about, you know, people who are not in the dominant culture? How do they do that if those books don't exist?
That's exactly one of the questions, and why we like to keep those materials on the shelf, is because that is part of our mission at the library, is to connect everyone to information and ideas, to expose them perhaps to other points of view or other parts of our culture that they don't have firsthand experience with. In libraries, we talk sometimes, or in reading, we talk about literature as doors, windows, or sliding glass doors. So you're looking for, or windows or mirrors, excuse me, you're looking for being able to see something reflected back to you that is part of your own identity, or also a window into somebody else's perspective. And the sliding glass door would be that invitation to step through and experience something that you don't normally experience firsthand.
I like that metaphor. My guest today is Carrie May, Library Director for Jackson County Library Services. She'll be leading a public discussion at the Ashland Public Library on October 8th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. It's titled Freedom to Read, Book Banning, and Other Challenges Facing Libraries. So tell me a little bit about what people are going to hear at the Ashland Public Library.
So we have a panel presentation of myself and another individual who works in school libraries, who will be talking about the unique challenges that each of us face within our communities regarding what books we have on our shelf and the efforts that some individuals have to try to remove those materials. We will also be talking in that broader context, looking at challenges across the state and what the national trends are in the upticks and increases in challenges to materials and the physical removal of some library materials in certain instances around the country.
Well, it sounds like the efforts here are much less than they are in some other places. Is there a reason why?
You know, I don't know that I want to speculate too much on that. I think that we do an excellent job of maintaining our collections and being very thoughtful about the process we use to add materials to our collection, and appreciate that our community recognizes the work that goes into and the thought that goes behind what we have on our shelves.
And how many libraries are there in Jackson County?
We have 15 branch libraries here.
And out of all the 15 branches, you haven't had any of this experience that we've seen across the country?
Correct. Can I knock on wood?
So what can parents do? What kind of efforts are you seeing to defend libraries and thwart attempts to ban books elsewhere, since it's not happening here?
There have been efforts at, particularly at state levels, to introduce bills that would protect the right to read and the kind of narrow or eliminate the ability to ban books. Here in Oregon, we have a First Amendment law within our state constitution that is even more stringent than what the National Bill of Rights has in terms of being able to try to ban a book in Oregon is pretty difficult. There will be, in the legislative session, a bill introduced potentially to help efforts for how books are selected for school libraries in particular and books in the classroom. And so there are efforts legislatively to help protect the freedom to read and the diversity of viewpoints that we see on our shelves.
Well, it's interesting you use the term right to read. That takes me all the way back to the antebellum era when it was illegal to teach a black child to read.
Right.
And today, the vast majority of our nation doesn't even know much about W.B. Du Bois, who first black man to graduate with a Ph.D. from Harvard and was the most prolific scholar and writer from the era of Frederick Douglass all the way to the era of Martin Luther King. Mm-hmm. He wrote many, many books, including Black Reconstruction in America, 1860 to 1880, which is a seminal piece of work about the Reconstruction era. I don't know if any schools carry that. Is it in the library?
I would have to look up in the catalog to see if it is, but we do try to maintain that history and help share that history with our community through the collections that we have on our shelves.
So how many people are you expecting to attend on October 8th at 4 to 5:30 p.m. at the Ashland Public Library?
We have a meeting room space that seats about 80 to 100, and these lecture series do generally fill up that space pretty well.
So what's your hope on the other side of that?
To just bring awareness to the complexities of selection at libraries and the importance of the variety of materials that we maintain in our community, and the efforts to encourage community conversations and explore our differences and what brings us together.
Have you collaborated with any other library systems? JPR's range covers, Oregon and Northern California, and there are lots of library systems throughout our range. Have you collaborated with any others?
Collaborated in what sense?
With this type of conversation around book banning and what can be done to defend libraries against it.
I will say that through efforts of the Oregon Library Association and the Intellectual Freedom Committee, that is where you see those statewide collaborations and conversations happening. And I have been a part of some of those conversations at the state level. We also have an annual conference where we gather librarians across the state together. And this is a topic that is frequently addressed and ideas explored at those conferences.
So I understand that the committee, Intellectual Freedom Committee, published a report. Where can we find that report?
It was just released, and I believe it is available through the State Library of Oregon's website.
Okay. And is there anything demonstrative in that report that we should know about? Any data, any particular strategies?
When I reviewed the report yesterday, as I said, it just came out this week. One of the conclusions is that over 100 titles were challenged across the state, and that is the highest year that has, or highest number that has been reported in recent years. And it's about a 50-50 split between materials challenged in public libraries versus school libraries. And in I can't remember the percentage, in some certain cases, the books were removed from school library classroom or school libraries and in some instances removed to a different section of the library, retained but reclassified.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for the exchange today. Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome. Thank you.
My guest is Carrie May, Library Director for Jackson County Library Services. She'll be at the Ashland Public Library on October 8th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. for a discussion titled Freedom to Read, Book Banning, and Other Challenges Facing Libraries. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green.